Cutting the cheese, breaking wind, passing gas. No matter the euphemism, it's pretty hard not to laugh when you're talking about flatulence. Whether you're 5 or 50, nothing is quite as funny as a good fart joke. But how about a fart documentary? Yes, that's right. Everything you ever wanted to know about flatulence can be found in Fart, a documentary. Troy Hale is the director of this funky film. He's also a professor of practice in the College of Communication Arts and Sciences here at MSU, and he joins us now. Welcome to Current State, Troy.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. I have to confess, in a lengthy career in radio, this is either going to be the defining moment of my career, this conversation, or the final moment of my career.
Oh, boy. I hope it's a defining moment then.
All right. Well, the first question has to be, what motivated you to make a movie about farts?
Oh, people ask me that a bunch of times.
It's required.
Well, it's one of those things that you talk about with close friends and family, and I think what happened was I got into a conversation with some close friends and family, and we just laughed really hard about it for about an hour, and I said, well, you know what? Maybe this should be a film. And of course this has been made, right? It had to have been made. And I did some research and nope, couldn't find anything. So I said, well, when I find a topic that it hasn't been done, I said, that's a good film to make.
Well, it has to be a conversation with close friends or family because mm-hmm. it doesn't come up at the cocktail party.
Well, you know, it's funny, now that I'm doing
the Brie and cheese, you know, Brie and crackers.
Now that I'm doing the film, it actually does come up. And
well, it sort of has to when you wear a t-shirt
you're
wearing right now.
Exactly. I got to have some advertising, right? No, it now it comes up and we start talking about it and we just, you know, have a really fun time. You know, I was in the green room back there and we heard your tease and I heard somebody in the control room say he tried to say that without laughing, you know?
Right,
so
it's
a great topic.
Well, here I am laughing during the conversation with you. That will happen more than once, I'm sure.
Great.
All right, so this isn't just a movie of fart jokes, though. There are a few of those in the movie, but I'd like you to explore a little bit more about what's in the documentary that you've just made.
Well, you know, it is about the humor of it. It's about, it's one of those topics that culturally throughout the world is funny everywhere. And there's very few things that I think we can think that everywhere in the world is funny. And so we dive into that a little bit. We dive into why we don't talk about it. You know, it's an embarrassing topic and you know, we get embarrassed about it, but everybody finds it funny when it happens. And, you know, you can...
I was hoping you brought the whoopee cushion you today. Absolutely.
I have a couple of them here.
All right. Now, did you get any kind of answer as to why farts are such a reliable laugh getter? Do you have a sense for that?
A couple of things. I mean, one thing, you know, what we just had there, the sound of it, it's just a funny sound. And there was an audio technician in England that did something about the sound and why the sound was so funny, but also it's something we try to, you know, hold in. It's something that we, you know, if it happens to us, it's embarrassing, which makes other people laugh because they're glad it didn't happen to them.
Well, I must say you're 5 or 6 feet away from me. And that's probably a good thing during this conversation.
Well, especially since the average person farts 14 times a day. So in this studio, you've probably had it happen a number of times.
Well, and I know people for whom that number is almost certainly low. That must be an average.
It is an average.
I know some above average people.
Yeah.
One of the people you interview in the film has a pretty unique profession. We want to hear a little bit of audio about this. Let's take a listen to Mr. Methane's appearance on Britain's Got Talent.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the art into fart. First of all, I just have to adopt the farting position. Okay. You pick.
Who's that?
That was a good one.
Music Master! Thank you.
All right, Troy Hale, you have to tell us more about Mr. Methane. How far did he get on Britain's Got Talent?
He's a talented guy, isn't he?
That's a skill. That is a skill.
Actually, you know, I don't think he got very far. I think he got buzzed off, but and he kind of disgusted Simon Cowell. But Simon had actually seen him before, so he actually knew about this guy. But,
well, he must have approved him being on the show. He's a big part.
Yeah,
of Britain's
I think he was kind of a plant to put on the show. But it was a really funny moment, and it's up on YouTube. It's right. A really funny thing to watch.
Did you approach this subject from a medical perspective at all?
I did talk to some doctors about it. And, you know, we got some of the stats. You know, the average person farts 14 times a day. Mm-hmm. The average fart is 7 miles an hour. So it's you know, some as he looks into the control room. So, no, there are some very interesting medical things about it. And, you know, it's good for you to fart. It's not good to hold it in, all those kind of things. So, yeah we talked to a doctor about it.
So there are doctors who actually study this or even specialize in
this? I think there's a whole field in fartology? No, something
Sounds
like
right.
that. Something like that, yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Troy Hale is a documentary filmmaker and a professor of practice in the College of Communication Arts and Sciences here at MSU. We're talking about his latest film. It's entitled Fart, a Documentary. Now, Troy, one of the interesting things you explore in your new movie is the history of farts, and you talk to a man named Jim Dawson. Tell
Yes.
us what you learned from Jim Dawson.
Jim Dawson has actually written a trilogy of fart books. Which I found very funny. And
One book didn't cover
one
it?
One book wasn't
Two
enough.
Two books wasn't
yeah,
enough?
You'll be amazed how much this stuff sells.
That does not surprise me.
So, yeah, he wrote a trilogy of fart books. And you know, during my research, I looked up a lot of stuff, and I found his book and went through it pretty extensively. And, yeah, there's a lot of history to fart. There's a scroll from Japan from the 1400s. And it's basically a political cartoon based on the Europeans coming over to Japan and what the Japanese thought about the Europeans coming over to Japan. And it's a bunch of picture, you know, drawings of Japanese people farting on Europeans. So, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. The first whoopee cushion was supposed to supposedly in ancient Rome or something like that. You know, one of the emperors, you know, that had a good sense of humor. I heard that George W. Bush had a pretty good sense of humor in board meetings.
One assumes you did not put a whoopee cushion under Nero's seat, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably or Caesar.
Or maybe that did happen. Then. Maybe that's,
maybe that's
what,
why he burned it down. Do you have a favorite historical fact?
Oh, geez. I don't. You know, the scrolls are pretty funny when you look at them and you realize how old they are, and somebody way back then thought it was funny and decided to make this massive piece of artwork on it.
When you were doing the research for this movie, did you come across any facts that you found to be particularly surprising? Anything you didn't expect to encounter?
Let's see. I mean, the 14 times a day was really interesting. Every time I bring that up, and when I bring up the 7 miles an hour, everybody kind of laughs about that. So those were two good stats. There were a number of infographics that I found that are very easily searched on the internet, and it was really interesting to just go through all that stuff, and somebody took the time to really scientifically go through that.
How do you measure the velocity of a fart?
Everybody asks me that. I have no idea.
One of those wind gauges.
Yeah, things, one of those hurricane wind gauges is probably the way,
All right. Now, you managed to collect some funny fart-related memorabilia, and you've brought some of it into the studio.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you
Let's
have
see.
Here?
Well, here you go. You'll like this one first. You can talk about that
All
one.
Right. This is a pair of tighty whities, and the slogan printed on the back of them. I can't see it.
I'm sorry. I'm
world's largest source of natural gas.
Yeah. So there's a lot of those kind of things around. I found that at a store somewhere.
Yeah.
I have this this little outhouse guy. Let's see if we can.
Old MacDonald had a E-I-E-I with a. Beer in a...
And it goes on and on.
Yeah, apparently.
And one of my friends grabbed me this fart piano.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you could play music on it, which is interesting. And she said she was going through the store and it actually leaned up against something and she was getting pretty embarrassed.
One real real quick last question. How do people see your movie or own it?
It's on Amazon.com. There's the DVDs there. It is also, I've got a little card here. Let me see. Amazon, Google Play, iTunes, Vimeo On Demand, and Vudu right now. And hopefully in the future, it'll be on television.
All right. It sounds like a PBS fundraiser special.
Sure.
Okay. We'll have to talk with our friends at WKRTV.
Sounds good.
We've been talking about Fart, a Documentary, with director Troy Hale, who's also a professor of practice in the College of Communication Arts and Sciences at MSU. Troy, thanks for bringing us a few laughs on the show today.
No problem. Thanks
Good
for having me
here.